The hit podcast Zane's World found a new home on Podcast One.
La Gonzalina. Probably should have corrected that before the show.
World traveler, author, and alcohol aficionado Zane Lamprey is well-learned in the art of embracing a good time as he reviews the best attractions and destinations on the globe.
So we went to Black Market Liquor Bar.
Just tell us what you remember.
That's what I remember.
Check out Zane's World every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Dr. Drew Pinsky. All right, Drewski.
Now, you know, I'm on that meat diet, too, and I choke down these Onnit elk bars sometimes between commercial breaks and stuff. If I ever start choking, it's this. So okay. Just kind of do the Heimlich.
So you're the doctor.
I'm just warning you. If you see me grabbing my neck, immediately Heimlich.
I want to thank LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, TrueCar.com, KY Duration. You can download Pluto TV on your favorite devices. I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. All right, Drew, last show.
Yeah.
You were talking about this sort of divide and the country being fractured and lots of groups.
Yeah, the ways were fragmenting and falling apart, and the fact that the thing that held us together was this common idea. This country was founded on an idea that was laid down in a constitution. Right? Actually, the founding idea was the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. That was the original idea. And then a constitution, a Federalist constitution – that was a brilliant document that no one seems interested in anymore because they were created by a bunch of elitist, slave-owning, old white guys whose privilege was clouding their ability to do something just.
Yeah, and so now everyone is off somewhere and saying things that are unrealistic and bizarre and like sort of asking for things that are unrealistic.
Well, but the states have evolved in these different cultures where they're not recognizable anymore. You know what I mean? And now they're not recognizable. They're not recognizable as American. They're becoming something else.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me.
Did you do that?
Let me give you thoughts. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I gave love to the sponsors. I got a question for Matt. Maybe Matt will come back in here and help me sort out a little of my paperwork here. I will see what you have, but I think I may have went one extra spot.
Okay.
Either way, so let me give you my thoughts. And it's not exactly spot on exactly as what you were – I won't address exactly what you were talking about, but I will say – all right, this is – all right, okay. I will address something. There's a couple things that are going on. And I notice it at my house, but I think we can see it all nationally, micro or macro.
There you go.
First problem, money is invisible now. So it's no longer money.
There's no.
So when somebody goes.
No specie.
Yes.
No coin.
So when Bernie Sanders goes, look, someone's paid for college. You pay for college, you pay for your health care.
It's magic.
Look, when a woman gives birth, look, in Norway, she gets a year off work. The husband gets 6 months off work, you know. So you're talking about these ideas, and there's no actual physical. Now it used to be pelts, so it's like, hey, you don't just fucking give away pelts. I had to go fucking chase that elk down the fucking river for 2 days, and that's why I got the pelt. I'm not giving it to you. I'm like, well, someone goes, well, break off a piece of your pelt and share it with the guy. Doesn't want to chase
share.
The elk.
And you go,
no fucking way. I fucking almost killed myself chasing that fucking elk. Yeah. Like, it's a big deal. Think how much easier it is. You know, you put the credit card down for the gym membership. They automatically take out $33 a month. You haven't gone in 4 months. It doesn't count. If you had to go to the gym, if they said, what's the gym membership? Oh, the gym membership's $33 a month. And I go, it's an automatic debit from your credit card or whatever. It's easy not to go. But if you had to walk in once a month with a bunch of cash and give it to them and then leave again, you'd fucking get your ass to that gym, mm-hmm. or you'd cancel it, mm-hmm. or whatever. You do something, right?
Yep.
Now imagine you're kind of one step removed from the guys chasing the pelts up the river, meaning you might be the spouse that's not working and everything's on a credit card and everything is sort of taken care of, so to speak, or you're the kids. Hey, can we go to Amazon and order the blah, blah, blah? It's like, we're not talking about money like you and I used to talk about money when we were growing up, the way your dad talked about money, or the way my dad didn't talk about money, but didn't he let his wallet do his own talking, which is fucking no money. Like, it was not easy.
Yeah.
Now it's easy.
Yeah, it's true.
Money is invisible. It just sort of is around, and so when you have to chase an animal through a wooded area and spear it and skin it and gut it, and that's your pelt, that's a pretty valuable thing you've just earned yourself. Mm-hmm. You are not near, and by the way, nobody's getting elected by showing up and going, hey, these guys got all these pelts over here, just break off some pelts and give it over to these guys' pelts over here. Like, that's not a starter, mm-hmm. with the guys who chase the pelts down, but now everything's just, we got direct deposit. Your paycheck goes right into your account. Then you have a credit card. You just take that debit card and you take the money out of the thing. You don't even touch cash anymore. So you lose sight of currency. You lose sight of gravity.
Ooh.
Now.
Matt's nodding vigorously.
You mix this fucking invisible currency.
Yeah.
Everyone will be rudderless when the currency has no gravity.
No meaning, yeah.
No meaning, yeah. No gravity, yeah. No meaning. And then everyone will just sit around and go like, hey, where's my shit? You know, I don't have where's my car? Where's my college? Where's my healthcare? I need 3 months off a year for vacation. Like, where? Because it's invisible. Of course you can give someone, in their mind, it's much easier to give someone something that's invisible.
Yeah.
Rather than, I have these gold doubloons. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had to get these pearls by holding my breath for 10 minutes and diving in a dangerous sea, and then I pulled them up, and now I got these pearls. Well, I can't say to you, hey, man, spread the wealth. You're just out in the fucking ocean all day.
Mm-hmm.
Or chasing a fucking elk. Or mining. Like, literally panning for gold. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to sit by the river all fucking day and shake this pan.
Gary, Matt, you listening? That's how hard what we do here is. It's like skewering. It's like hunting an elk with our bare hands.
No, but when I, how dare you, when I got $7 an hour for digging ditches,
yeah.
I saw everything through the lens of 1 hour of ditch digging.
Like, when you know what? That's in medicine, it's the same way. You get, you know, $35 for unbelievably stressful work.
Yeah, when I, okay, cry me a fuck.
No, it is. It's true.
No, I remember going, like, I get $7 an hour. They take fucking taxes out. I think I'm making $5 an hour after taxes. And, you know, Friday night, be at a bar and it'd be, hey, I'll give me an Amstel Light. That'll be $5. I'd be like, fuck, that's an hour.
Yeah,
that's an hour and a hole.
Digging, yeah.
It's an hour and a hole,
yeah.
for one Amstel Light. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want that Amstel Light.
That's
like,
the piece that millennials are missing, that very piece.
Okay. So there's that part.
Mm-hmm.
There's the invisible currency part. And again, now that I do a podcast and the money's invisible, I'll go to the bar and you go, give me an Amstel Light. I'll give you two. It's invisible to me. I'll pull out my credit card. Put it on the tab. Mm-hmm. Run a tab.
Mm-hmm.
But when you would have found 20-year-old Adam Carolla and you said, give me an Amstel Light, I'm thinking, well, that's an hour and a hole. Mm-hmm. No. Or we're going to have to work this out. Like, you're going to have to blow me after I give you this Amstel Light. Or whatever it is.
That's what you're accustomed with.
Whatever it is, it's not as easy as, hey, grab me one. You got one too.
Yeah.
Okay, so money's invisible.
Okay.
That's a big issue. Other part is this sort of virtual world. You pot meets big screen TVs, meets air conditioning, meets Fortnite. Meets
handheld stuff.
Handheld stuff, yeah. Meets I don't need to go out and chase anything or do anything or be anything. It's all just sort of coming to me. And if the internet ever goes down, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
If it's not coming in real time, I got an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, that the notion that I used to get up in the morning, go out to my truck, cross my fingers and turn the key and hope the fucking thing started. And now you're holding something the size of a pack of cigarettes streaming a football game. And if it gets interrupted for a millisecond, you throw a shit fit.
Yeah.
There's an expectation. Also, you take expectations. Mm-hmm. To crazy expectation. Where's my free Wi-Fi? Where's my free shit? Where's my free devices? Where's my free everything?
Right, and now you get so much for nothing. So much.
Or close to nothing.
Often nothing. I mean, that's the people get pissed for paying stuff on the internet.
Right. So you have a whole sort of group of people that are used to just watching this or getting that. And again, I do believe it's not talked about. People talk about the dangers of the internet and the dangers of, you know, Google and big tech and all that kind of stuff and Facebook and Twitter and all the communication, all the digital stuff. But they're not talking about the money. They're not talking about the invisible digital money.
And again, so much for free. The Deuce, that TV show, which if you been watching that yet, it's so good. It just digs into the 70s disgusting culture. But at the video starts coming into the porn industry. And this guy comes in and he goes, we are going to charge $75 for each of these films in these stores. They're opening stores where people are selling pornography videos. And this woman goes, $75 for a video for our movies? The guy goes, to watch porn in the privacy of your own home? Are you kidding? They'll pay anything.
Right.
Free.
They'll pay anything.
Free.
Now it's free.
Free and it's all over the place.
All right. Well, I'll tell you something you still might have to pay for. A car. Good. MSRP. Might know what it stands for, but what does it really mean? Same goes for invoice. List price. Dealer price. Can be confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees, accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your True Price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car, apples to apples. Their certified dealers set the True Price competitively so they can win your business. So if you're going to buy a car like our own Max Patty, he bought a used Prius, but the thing had like 200 miles or maybe it was 400. Anyway, a couple hundred miles on
it.
I think Kalen got himself a Honda off of True Car.
Cool.
You're ready to buy new. You're ready to buy used. And there's only those two choices. You visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. So a relationship with money, but not a relationship with money, but a sort of straight line from what you do to getting money. There again, there's no straighter line than just real old-fashioned manual labor. Like, I am working in this fucking lamp factory for $2 a day. Like, that is a super straight line to it. We keep our jobs get further away from the money. Like, again, yeah. I am a podcaster.
Well, you literally.
Okay? And then the money gets farther away from the money because it's digital.
I've literally heard millennials go, oh, that days where you just did a job to make a living. Well, though, that was the old, you don't do that anymore. That was then. It's like, what? You don't do a job that you don't like to make a living if you have to make a living? What?
Well, then there's also this promise and this expectation of what life has to offer. You know what I mean? And we do a lot of, and the politicians don't, I'm now learning, just kind of go where the votes are.
Absolutely, 100%. What's politically expedient, that's it.
Right. And so they're just going to go, nobody should be left behind, and everyone should have a world-class education, yeah. and everyone yeah. should have world-class access to healthcare, and everyone should have world-class access to everything. But again, everyone should have their own dirigible. Good. My work is done here. Like, yeah. it's not going to work. I don't know how. And by the way, I need you to talk about how you're going to facilitate that, not explain how things should be.
Yep. How it's going to happen. We all want it, the shoulds, but how are you going to get there?
You would be the world's worst structural engineer because you would just stand in Tiburon and look at the other coast where before the Golden Gate Bridge was there, and they'd say, it should be sturdy and it should be able to carry 2,000 cars an hour and it should be built in under 2 years, and then you leave.
Yeah.
And then someone goes, well, how are we going to do this? Yeah. And you go,
I told you.
It should be a bridge. Yeah, but who's going to drive the pilasters or the pylons into the bay?
Hey, something's wrong with you. What's wrong with you?
Wait a minute.
You're racist.
Yeah. You're racist. You're against Irish people that drive
pylons. Only men will do this? Oh, okay. Well, now we know it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can't talk about it even.
Yep.
So, yeah. So now what? So we're drifting. It's all these pre-existing issues. Mm-hmm. Where are we going? What's happening?
Well,
how do we expect to hold together? Can't we educate kids again about civics and federalism and the ideas, the philosophy that founded the idea that founded this country?
What we're going to do is we're going to get further and further apart. There's going to be a handful of people like moi who understands how things work,
mm-hmm.
who understands about work, and there's going to be a larger and larger group of angry people
mm-hmm.
where life isn't working out mm-hmm. the way they'd like it to work out.
Right.
Because
well, then they're going to want you to pay your fair share.
I get it. Their system is fucking Cuba, and it doesn't work,
right.
and it can't work. And it's essentially, it's a Rubik's Cube, except for it'll never line up.
Right.
You can twist it as many times right. as you want,
it's
and
flawed.
At some point, it's going to be all yellow on yep. the side facing you, and you yep. go, I got it, and then someone's going to go, no, the other side's. And you're going to turn it over, and you start turning it again. And it's never – there is no version
correct. So what's
where, it where it lines up.
So what happens?
Rich people are just going to like move to like Texas and Florida and like live in gated communities and everything else is going to be a fucking clusterfuck. And that'll be it.
What the hell?
It'll just be a bigger and bigger chasm between the haves and the have-nots.
That now, never is good.
All the politicians that always be talking good. About the who's in the middle. There won't be anyone in the middle. It'll be
that,
like
that can't. That is not going to end well.
No, it's not going to end well. What do you think California is turning into? California has the richest people in the world and the poorest people. I mean, not in the world. Sorry. Well, the richest people in the world, yes, and the poorest people in the United States.
Yes.
It has 20% of the people
yeah.
are like under the poverty line, and it has the most billionaires in the world. That's California, I don't know, maybe not the world, maybe just in the United States. But yeah. either way, I still make a valid.
So everything's gonna be like California.
Yes,
a utopia.
Well, if you want to run it like California, if you want to go that way, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like a sort of serf class, and then just elitist, insanely rich people.
Is there a better way to do it?
Yeah.
Which is?
Well, first thing people need is the truth.
How about an education?
Well, it starts with an education.
Yeah.
Well, it starts with the families. And the yeah. families need to hang out and raise kids.
Okay, well, that's getting better. That is getting better.
I don't know that it's getting better.
Well,
I've been arguing with people about it for 20 years.
It's getting better, but it's also separating in terms of haves and have-nots. It's getting much better for the haves and somewhat better for the have-nots.
Well, the politicians that claim to be advocates for the broken families, you assholes, you sanctimonious pricks, calling people who are actually calling for family unity racist, are creating a wider
yes, they are.
Gap.
Yes.
Thank you.
Pluto TV, here's something you can feel good about. It's a leading television streaming service. Watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Right in your hand or wherever any of your favorite devices, wherever you download Pluto TV. Again, they never ask for a credit card. You do not need to sign up. You just go to the App Store and download Pluto TV. It is easy and completely legal, and you'll be watching your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free in seconds. By the time I finish this, you should have Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Why do you wait? I'm telling you. Just do it till you can behold. You can behold that unbelievable menu that they pull up so you can see what they are able to deliver to you. Pluto TV, download it for free on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. Also, of course, the new chassis channel, Corolla channel, is now available on channel 501.
Mm.
I'm talking to these guys trying to get something set up. It is Pluto TV.
Hey, Alvaro, 27.
Alvaro?
Alvaro, mistress of the night.
Elvira? Is that on? You're still blinking.
Did I hit it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
First time I wanted to say I've been listening to y'all since I was like 15 years old, so it's insane to be speaking to y'all right now.
Thank you. Here we are.
What's going on?
Yeah, oh, what's going on? Well, I just remember a couple months back, Adam was talking trash about people with tattoos and how they can't be successful, and I did 4 years in the Navy, and now I'm in pilot school about to finish up with my commercial license.
Hold on. I didn't say they can't be. I've never said people with tattoos can't be successful. There's like way too many people with tattoos who are wildly successful. I don't like them because it's just it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And I would never personally get one. And the whole part where you're expressing your individuality, at this point with half the nation possessing tattoos, I don't feel like there's anything individual about it anymore. But I've never said can't be successful. I look at tattoos the same way I look at guys with cowboy boots. I'm just like, all right, so go ahead and waste your money and be uncomfortable for no good reason. But look.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. But okay, what if you're boarding your flight with Delta and you see me with a full sleeve welcoming you on board? Does that make any difference at all? Or do you just think, oh, shit, just land the
no,
plane?
No, look, obviously, they're so ubiquitous now that you could never say, well, I would never fly, or I'd never let my daughter date any, or I'd never anything,
right?
Because they're everywhere, and you couldn't avoid it. If you had a policy about no Uber drivers with tattoos, then you'd be waiting by a curb for the rest of your life.
Right.
So my thoughts are I would love you spending your time and energy on almost anything else. And I would have those thoughts for my children. That being said, I have guys who work for me, guys I work with, guys I hang out with, and so on and so forth, that have plenty of tattoos. And I have no problems with them, but it's not something I wish. There's not a stigma to it. If my son said I want, and he would never do it, he would never get a tattoo. And the reason he would never get a tattoo, it's not because I have anything against tattoos. It would just be alerting me, oh, you like wasting time and money. It's like, Drew, do you golf?
No.
Why not?
Waste of time and money.
Okay. Do you have things against golfers?
No, I don't understand.
Are there many successful guys who golf?
Yes.
Every single president golfs.
Yes.
Are you more successful than them?
No.
All right, but yet you don't golf.
Can't imagine it.
Would you hope that your son is an avid golfer?
Not necessarily.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Well, he could be a president.
All right, but if he's not the president, yes, would you wish him to be an avid golfer?
No.
All right, here's a caveat. If you own the golf course, then you could be a golfer.
Sure.
All right. But if you're renting?
No.
No. So, look, Alvaro, you being a commercial airline pilot I'm in love with, I like the military background, and it's also a cultural thing. Not a cultural thing, but an age thing. I have most guys under, you know, most guys under 30 have them.
We probably would have.
Now. Yeah. Not me.
I think we might have if we were, think about it.
Thank you for your service.
You're playing football in high school, and everyone's got a tribal tattoo.
Matt Fondelaire.
Yes, sir.
If you find pictures of me when I was 20, I had the exact same haircut I have now I have in the 80s.
That's
in
true.
The 80s. And you guys can look and go, oh, why aren't you?
In the 70s, you did a comb over.
There were laws that you had to have this kind of hair in the 80s.
Yes.
Guess who realized that was stupid? There are also... You look at this picture of me from 1985, and you tell me if my haircut is 1/8 of an inch difference in the middle of the 80s when guys had mullets and big stuff and do whatever, hanging out. We're looking at me leaning against my motorcycle, my car. You tell me my hair has changed. People go, oh, well, that's how you wore your hair. No, in the 80s, everyone did something. You can't find a picture of a chick from the 80s who didn't have the teased out hair.
Correct.
All right. What is my hair like?
Same.
I never dressed any differently. I never wore anything.
You're in a robe there.
I never wore anything. It was given to me.
Okay.
I've never wore anything differently. I didn't listen to hair bands. I didn't listen to that fucking horrible Soft Cell and all those other fucking, all that horrible music. I listened to John Hyatt and Graham Parker and Elvis Costello and good music in the 80s. I didn't buy into anything. I never had a fucking weird phase. I knew it was all shit. I sat around and listened to those fucking horrible Prince songs in the 80s, and I said, this fucking is horrible.
You're a hero.
It's horrible. And I'd hear all this bad, like, syntho music and all the Cinderella hair bands and all this fucking synth driven flock of seagull shit. And I was like, this is fucking retarded. You guys are assholes. And everyone would look at me and go, hey, man, get with it, with the fucking parachute pants, whole thing. And I'd go, this is a horrible decision, and history will not be kind to you. So, no, I would have never got a tattoo because I would have deemed it a waste of time and a waste of money. And I would never waste time and money. And also, I don't know, it. Where does it get you?
What do you mean, where does it get you? To do all that stuff? It gets you sort of, you're in your peer culture. I mean, you sort of are affected by that when you're young. You're not even aware of it. You know
I was
mean?
Always aware of it. I never
it doesn't
bought
get
into
you
any
anywhere, but people are just in their, especially when they're young. There, it gets into them without they even being aware of it.
Never me.
Yeah,
you know, I think I would. I would have listened to everyone's shitty '80s music.
Yeah,
never did.
Yeah,
I deemed it horrible.
So what happens is you listen to it, and then it becomes part of a historical moment that you think about. You know, this is reminiscent.
By the way, my son is exactly the same as me. Yeah. He hears all this music. He sounds like
he's
shit.
A hero. He's a hero.
He doesn't want to do it. No, but go out and earn something.
Yes, yes.
When this guy gets his commercials pilot license, that's that's something I shall bow down in front of. All right, let me see. Let me tell you about LifeLock. In the hands of an identity thief. Your social security number could lead to all kinds of problems. Be smart. Memorize it. Keep the card in a secure place. Share it only if absolutely necessary. And shred any documents with your social security number on it before throwing them out, because people go through the garbage and steal your identity.
Sheesh.
There are so many threats to today's connected world. It just takes one weak link for criminals to get in, and boy, good luck on ringing that bell. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security. Help protect against threats to your identity and devices you cannot easily see or fix on your own. So, you want protection? It's almost 2019, people. Let's go with LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use that promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That's promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
By the way, so, I feel the same way about guys with the stud earring or something.
Yeah, I know. Any kind of jewelry at all, anything. Anything, any attention to ourself would not be good for us.
No, look, but anytime you're trying to get someone to believe something about you through strapping it onto you or putting a stud in or whatever. I don't wear a watch.
Yeah.
So I don't even want people to think I have a watch. Like I don't want to. I could wear a Rolex. Why would I wear it?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
All right.
So what I want to get
Hold
back.
Hold on a second. People go, what about you and your cars? I don't drive fancy cars around the street, but I do have super expensive cars. But those are things I've earned, and those are things I work on, and those are things I enjoy. It's not a, I'm going to get you to feel this way about me by seeing me in the car. You can't.
Yeah.
You won't see me in the car.
Right.
I drive a regular car.
Right.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So back to the country sort of unraveling or fragmenting. You don't think that sort of renewing our federalism somehow – it's like our federalist system. I used to be very big on states' rights, and I'm watching the Trump administration hand a lot of stuff. You know, it seems like they're handing a lot of stuff back to the states. So I thought, oh, good, good, good. Well, now I'm like, I'm not sure. These states, I don't even recognize them anymore.
Well, there's – it all has to – I told you it's all about – everything starts with controlling the language. And once you control the language, then you control the story, then you control the narrative, then you can get your way. And when it comes to founding fathers and federalists and all that kind of stuff, first things first, let's start deciding that everything is old is bad. Everyone who is old is bad. I mean, I turn on the news routinely now, and I hear these pundits talking to old white guys going, well, the problem is old white people. I mean, you know, the biggest problem this country has is old white people. And it's like, you're talking to an old white guy. And the old white guy doesn't raise his hand and go, excuse me, What if I said that about you or your culture or whatever it is? I'd be thrown off the air. Mm-hmm. So routinely, old whitey. So you start by going old whitey. Then you go, oh, yeah, those guys, the founding fathers? You mean the slaveholders, the oppressors, whatever? Okay, so now what we're doing is we're controlling the language. Control the language, control the narrative.
Control the history.
Control the, start changing the history. Yeah. And now, sure, you wanted me to listen to the founding fathers. These are the founding slave owners mm-hmm. who are old, white, mm-hmm. rich guys. Mm-hmm. So how much are we supposed to listen to these guys?
Right.
So now, okay, moving on.
We
remedied this problem.
No, absolutely.
We don't have to go back to any of this Federalist crap. These were racist.
Right.
So moving forward.
But that's why we're starting to fragment, though. We have nothing unifying us. Maybe we need a new myth or something, a new founding something.
Also, everybody's getting away from religion, which is fine if you're me, but if you're everyone else, you need it. Because there is a void that's created by the lack of religion, and that void needs to be filled. And it is getting filled. You see, the most hysterical people on the planet are the least religious people on the planet. Mm-hmm. It used to be the hysterics were the religious nut jobs, and the rapture's coming. We're going up on top of the mountain with our folding chairs and Doritos and waiting for the floods to come and the frogs to start falling from the sky. Now the most hysterics are the atheists. They have removed religion, and to fill the void, when you remove religion, it's not like, well, now there's just a vacuum. There's nothing there. Oh, no. Everything. This hysteria starts rushing in.
There's definitely hysteria.
You turn on MSNBC, CNN, or whatever, and you hear the most hysterical nut job on that on those station times, whatever. You got 25 of those people. None of them are at church on Sunday. That's, religion is gone. This is the new religion.
Interesting.
Yep. We've got all that to look forward to.
The rapture.
Look forward to the rapture.
So we need to bring religion back, bring education back, bring federalism back. Very popular stuff.
Hey, you're old and you're square, dude.
I know.
I'm getting a tattoo and moving on.
I'm the problem.
Well, the scripture says go forth and multiply. That brings me to KY Duration. Happy couples talk about what they need in the bedroom. That's why they always use KY Duration. Many men, they want to last a little longer. They want to satisfy their partner. They use tricks to distract themselves from enjoying the moment. Oh, it's kind of a joke's on you situation.
Not no more. Not with KY Duration.
Not no more. You don't have to think about baseball or grandma or Vietnam. You go KY Duration. It's an endurance enhancer.
Used to be Margaret Thatcher.
Helps temporarily prolong the time of ejaculation. Designed by the experts at KY, it has an FDA-approved active ingredient to help him take control so he can extend the pleasure for both. So why not? It's KY Duration, right?
Solid product. Pick up your KY Duration today. Available at all retailers, drug and grocery stores, and online through Amazon. KY Duration is an OTC, over-the-counter product. Use as directed.
All right. Well, I just shed some knowledge on you, man.
Yeah, I have a feeling even next week we'll keep talking about this because it's a big topic, man. It's bothering me a lot.
You are bothered.
I'm bothered.
And I'm just hot. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Find out.
Bring that KY Duration tonight.
Live shows. Oh, it's in the car. I'm coming by. Live shows coming up November 30th, Anaheim Grove with Rob Riggle. You can go, well, there's a cruise coming up. I got Chassis up in there. There's merch. You can say hi to Lynette over Corolla Drinks. Drew, what do you got?
Go to doctor.com. Check out Family Pods. Please get Family Pods. The audiobook is coming for the Amazon, the Opiate series. And please get on my Instagram. I'm doing a lot of Instagram live at least a few times a week. It's Dr. Dr. Drew Pinsky. It's just Dr. Drew Pinsky. And follow me there. I'll be back and do some. Yeah, I do these things where you can ask questions. It's cool.
Relax.
It's
like a family tree.
Relax.
So until next time, Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Stick around for the AP News.